This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day now here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's start in the United States and I suppose work our way from your part of the world across to the East Coast. Tell me what the weather is like today.
Well, we are definitely finding ourselves in a pattern that's gotten a lot more winter-like, especially across the central and eastern half of the nation. Been a pretty crazy last 10 days. We've had snow in Houston and Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia already. And the pattern is going to favor a lot of winter as we look ahead during the second half of this month and into early January. I'm still expecting some ups and downs, at least here over the next week or so. We're going to have some cold, but we're going to have interspersed in that some warm-ups. But as we get into Christmas week and into the new year, there's going to be a large part of the USA that is going to be looking at a lot of cold coming in from the Great White North.
Is this an Arctic blast that will dump us much lower than we normally would be, or we are just going to get cold as usual?
No, I would put this under an Arctic blast for sure. It may not come all at once, but what we are seeing is a pattern we've seen in winters before, where you get, you'll hear it on the news, the polar vortex, so to speak, a pocket of really deep cold air that forms up in the higher latitudes and then settles into Canada and a large portion of the United States and kind of sticks around for a bit. And that's what the last 10 days of December and into early January looks to be like. So this will mean lake effect snows. This will mean some sub-zero temperatures across the northern plain states. The good news is we've got a while before that happens, but the writing is really on the wall, and the confidence is growing that that's what's going to unfold.
If memory serves, this oscillates from one side of the globe to the other, meaning that it pops across the top of the globe, and sometimes the cold air is in Russia, Ukraine, and then drops back across the top of the globe and through Canada into the United States. And if we're really cold, that they might have a warmer set of temperatures in parts of Russia, especially the wheat-growing regions of the Black Sea. Is that right?
Well, it'll come and go. You know, Europe right now has experienced some severe cold. They've had problems with an oil pipeline there cracking due to severe cold, and that is going to spread across portions of Europe as well. But you do have warm pockets and cold pockets in this type of pattern. But one area that may be warm for a while or currently will likely go back to cold. So there will be some shifting, and those areas you just mentioned have the possibility of getting very cold over the coming weeks.
And then turn your attention to South America. We've been following the weather, of course, in Brazil, but Argentina particularly closely because they were dry. What are conditions like today?
Well, Argentina is got a dry problem for sure. They are in a pattern here in the next week or two, maybe even longer than that, that is going to favor drier than normal conditions. So we are looking at what is going to be some dry problems there. There's really no significant rain in Argentina's forecast. A little further north, it's cooler and more wet in Brazil. So we have some contrast between Brazil and Argentina. But right now, Argentina looks to be on the short end of the stick, at least here for a little longer when it comes to rain.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can join us tonight in El Paso at the Community Building. That's in South Point Park on the south end of El Paso, Illinois, at 7 o'clock. I'll be there for one of our Will Ag panels, along with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois, Steve Erdman from EFG in Chicago, and all the way from Atchison, Kansas, Mike Zuzulo is coming in from Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Starts at 7 o'clock at the El Paso Community Building in South Point Park. I'm Todd Gleason.